And this is KFPW AM 1230. 34 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock, 74 degrees. Skies are mostly cloudy over the area. Time to check in with John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern, AG, and Leach. He's located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach him by calling 479-782-2527. But right now, he's on the air with us talking about Burger King. Big deal. Whopper of a deal.
Yeah, it is a whopper of a deal. It's interesting that we keep talking about the M&A, merger and acquisition activity that's going on. We know how bleak the economic numbers look, and yet a lot of money moving around. There's been a rumor for a week or so that Burger King, which is turned over several times. Burger King's only been a public company again since 2006, but they're being acquired in a whopper of a deal, really. I've got to quit talking about this. It's making me hungry this morning. But anyway, it's going to be for $24 a share. They're going to go private, not be a public company again. This has happened before. What's interesting is the company's paying $24 a share for this company, which is really struggling anyway. Same-store sales are down. The trends have not been good, and they're paying $24 a share for a stock that a couple weeks ago was trading for $17, and it'll become a private company again. Speaking of a whopper of a deal, we could take another deal like yesterday. You know, the market was up 254 points. In spite of some fairly bleak jobs numbers that came out from ADP, but the market was encouraged by manufacturing activity, and we saw that the ISM, the manufacturing index that came out yesterday, was much, much stronger than expected. It came in at 56.3. It was projected to be 52.9. Translate that into English, anything above 50 indicates that the manufacturing part of our economy is expanding. And, of course, we're a manufacturing kind of place around here, so we like to hear that. The market took that as great news and gave us a huge rally yesterday. And we talked yesterday briefly about the fact that it looked like the retail sales numbers were going to be pretty strong for August, including the back-to-school segment, which is so important to retailers. We're getting confirmation of that from a number of retailers this morning. For example, Macy's, strong numbers, same-store sales up about 4%, Target up about 1.8%. Costco reported a strong surge in same-store sales numbers, and so we're seeing some good numbers there. It wasn't so good for the auto manufacturers. We saw those numbers yesterday, but year-over-year comparisons are really tough because this time last year, we were paying people to trade in clunkers. You remember the now infamous Cash for Clunkers program. But GM sales were down 25% year-over-year. Ford's were down 11%, and Chrysler's were up about 7%. But it's hard to compare those because of the Cash for Clunkers things. And also, this time last year, Ford had Volvo included in those numbers, and they don't have Volvo anymore. So we'll see what happens. But we do know this, that when we provide tax incentives for people to do things like the first-time homebuyers credit and the cash for clunkers, when those incentives expire, we see a huge downtick. We've seen that in the housing sector also. Now, tomorrow, of course, we get the really, really big number, which is the number from the Labor Department that will give us non-farm payrolls, the number of jobs created or lost in the private sector last month, and the unemployment rate. And the market's going to be waiting with bated breath. And to make that worse, Bill, it's going to be a long weekend because we have, of course, a holiday on Monday. And so there will be a lot of traders that probably will not want to have open positions over the weekend. So if those numbers are bad in the morning, expect some of this big rally we had yesterday to be given back.